I'm attending the National Advanced Biofuels Conference and Expo, and our moderator today, Tim, tell us, first of all, what we're going to expect at this year's conference.
Well, I think it's an interesting time for the industry, Chuck. In my notes, I call it a Dickensian dichotomy. And that is, obviously, we've got some great, great successes happening in the advanced biofuels category. The worst of times component of this, of course, is the uncertainty in the RFS with the RVOs still forthcoming. We're not sure. And here we are beginning the third quarter of 2014. So I think it's going to be interesting to hear from our first panel of association executives. And we're following that with a panel of producers who are really affected by this uncertainty. So I think it'll be interesting to hear how they say this uncertainty affects their businesses. I'm certainly interested in asking about that. I've talked to them all a little bit before the event here, and they're expecting those questions. So really looking forward to their responses.
I wonder if they'll be real shy about expressing them. What do you think?
Probably not. I definitely got some chuckles when I said that I wanted to ask about that. Of course, we're thrilled to be joined by Mike McAdams, Joe Jobe, and Matt Carr, the new executive director of the Algae Biomass Organization. And they're really on the front lines. And so those guys are as versed in policy and the RFS and rulemaking and in the administration of those policies as anyone out there. So if you're interested in the biofuels world and what's happening, this is going to be a great morning indeed.
So after we get through the morning, we go into some breakout sessions. What over the next day or so, what are some of the standout topics that some of these will get into?
Well, I think definitely bolt-on technologies. And one of the questions that I'm really looking forward to have answered here this morning is current biofuels producers are making profits, and we know that. And there are technologies available to them. The question is do they make that leap into next generation production, or instead do they reinvest in efficiencies for standard starch-based production with an eye on maybe some policy uncertainty with RVO volumes in the advanced biofuel space? So there are lots of topics on bolt-on technologies. I think that's certainly a theme. That's certainly why we bring this conference back to the Midwest every year for now. So those are going to be some really interesting things to take in.
So just, I know we're about to start here with the morning session, bringing folks in. Just looking ahead towards the conclusion here, what do you hope the attendees will go home thinking or having learned walking away from this?
Certainly. Well, one of the number one things that we always, and Mike McAdams does a great job of this, is to certainly understand that people have a voice in all of this. And I think that's tough. I know, speaking for myself personally, what happens in Washington, D.C. seems like this faraway thing that one person can't really impact. And, of course, I know that Mike will tell us that that is, of course, wrong. The other thing I'm interested in everyone walking away is that just in the same way that Biofuels 1.0 offered incredible opportunity for rural America, Biofuels 1.5, 2.0, whatever you want to call it, also does. But we have to grab that opportunity. We have to make it ours. We have to make it the opportunity for rural America that it is. So that's my hope, certainly.
Well, I can understand now why you're our moderator. Maybe we could say cheerleader for the industry today. Thank you very much, Tim. Looking forward to the conference here in Minneapolis. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.